Blog Talk Radio.
From Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training center in Denver, Colorado, this is the Dog Doctor. Committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogdoctorradio.com. The Dog Doctor is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Now here is your host, Dr. Robert Forto, the Dog Doctor.
Hey, hello and welcome everybody. This is Robert Forto and you're listening to the Dog Doctor Radio Show, part of Twine Group Media and brought to you by DogWorks Training Centers. Today is another best of show. It is an interview that I did back in February with my daughter, Nicole. She is 12 years old in this interview and we affectionately call her the Dog Doctor Junior. Nicole has been around dogs since she was about 2 years old and quite a few of those years were with sled dogs, and she has hopes and dreams of becoming a vet one day and continuing her life with dogs. So sit back and enjoy the Dog Doctor Junior, Nicole.
Here in front of me is my daughter, 12-year-old Nicole Forto. Nicole, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. I know you were on the show when we first started, and you've been one of our more popular shows in the Dog Doctor library. And I just want to find out, first and foremost, why aren't you in school today?
This week we've been having conferences, and Friday we have an all-day conference, so that's why.
We were going to have you on during spring break, but since you're off today, we're just going to boot that up a little bit and have you on the show today. And I am so excited to have you back on the radio show. And you have collected quite a few fans since your first appearance on the Dog Doctor Radio Show way back in February of 2009. So, Nicole, who are you and what goes on in your life?
Well, I'm Nicole Forto, and in my life I have school, and I help my mom at Denver Dog Works with all the dogs, and then I have my own dog, Kane, who's 2 now, and I work with him and I take care of him.
You are the primary caretaker of that dog, and when we got Kane, that was one of the rules, we're going to make sure that Nicole learns everything she possibly can about a dog training and taking care of him. And I know a lot of parents say that. They get a dog for their kids for Christmas or whatever, and they say, okay, Johnny, you're going to take care of this dog. And by the time the Easter Bunny rolls around, who's taking care of the dog? Mom and Dad. But you've had Kane now for a couple of years, and you literally take care of him 24/7, don't you?
Yes.
With the exception of being at school.
Yeah.
And why do you do that? Tell the people that are listening out there what your goals are in the future.
Well, when we got Kane, I was supposed to take care of him, and if I didn't train him and kept up with him, you guys would take him in to Denver Dog Works. And so that happened once, but I've gotten back onto it, and since then he's pretty much been my dog.
And what are you learning from Kane, and what do you want to do in the future? I know you have very big goals and aspirations. What are they?
My goals are to go to CSU and get a degree in animal science and become a vet and hopefully still have Kane, but I'll be really old then and he'll get old. So.
Yeah, and you're working your way towards that. We just got your report card the other day, and I don't think I've ever seen so many A's and B's on a report card.
Yeah, well, I'm working hard and I have honors classes. They're challenging, but they're easy sometimes, too.
For a 12-year-old, you're doing great in school, and I know you also play softball, and this is going to be your first year of lacrosse, and you're starting in just a couple of weeks, and we're looking forward to that. And I am so happy that you're doing well.
Thank you.
You know, Nicole and I, we spend a lot of time together. She and I attend a lot of the University of Denver hockey games together, and we've really meshed quite a bit in terms of what she wants to do and what I want to do and make sure that her dreams are possible. So on that, just make sure if you're listening out there that, just don't leave your kids at home. Make sure you're out there doing stuff with them. And we have 3 kids at the house, and we try our best to make sure that they're all interested in everything that we do. But the older 2, they're teenagers, so they could really give a what about what mom and dad have going on. But I'm glad that Nicole is still very interested in what's going on. And with that, Nicole, I know you go to work at least 2 or 3 days after school and every Saturday morning. Why give up your quote-unquote childhood to work at our business? Are we cracking the whip that much?
No, to me, going to Demo Dog Works is fun. I don't really like doing video games, watching TV that much. I'd rather play with my dog, hang out with animals. That's just what I've always been into.
So we posted an article about you on our website, denverdogworks.com, and we talked about Nicole Forto being a junior trainer. So my first question to you, Nicole, is what breeds have you worked with so far?
Well, I've worked with breeds like Great Danes or Ockboshes to a breed that's pretty much a miniature Siberian Husky, a Klee Klai, and they're one of the scariest little dogs I've ever worked with. They're a Siberian, very, very hard-headed, but like 10 times worse.
And I know that you have worked your way around quite a few big dogs. I remember a couple of years ago, you were working with a couple of Rottweilers.
Yeah.
And the lady came in and she says, I can't do anything with my dogs at all. They are uncontrollable. I cannot walk them 5 feet. And Nicole, tell the story.
Well, this lady, she came in. Her dog's name are Max and Myron. And she had them on pinches, and that Saturday when I came in to work with them, I put them both on the British slip leads we use, and I walked both of them at the same time.
With no problems?
No.
And what is this, about 300 pounds of dog?
Yeah, pretty much.
And at the time, how old were you?
I was, I think, 10.
10. She was 9. Mom's holding up her fingers here. So she, at 9 years old, she took a couple of huge Rottweilers and whipped them into shape in a matter of minutes, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
So what is an Ockbosh?
An Ockbosh is pretty much a Great Dane, but...
Go ahead.
It's white and...
Kind of looks like a little bit like a Pyrenees.
Yeah.
Yes. So how much pounds are these, 100 pounds?
Probably 120 or more pounds.
And do you remember the one,
Coben?
Coben. He was quite aggressive, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So tell us that story a bit.
Well, Coben came in, and he was aggressive, and my mom said, don't go around him, and I never did. I always walked by him in the kennel, and I always said hi, and just a couple months ago, he was here, and I took him on a walk, and he was completely fine.
So you put yourself in an element of danger?
Yeah.
So hopefully we don't get child custody calling us up, but she literally has been training dogs with us since she was 3 years old. As we talked about in her first interview, I can remember when she was two or three years old out in the sled dog kennel, and she would just have a heyday with these guys. So she's not your typical 12-year-old kid. She has been around this type of business since almost literally before she could walk. So, Nicole, I have to commend you on your knowledge around dogs. And let's ask you a couple of more questions that we asked you on your blog article. The first one would be, what are the 3 things that you have learned with working around dogs?
That even if you know the dog, you still have to be careful because they can turn on you. They can get mad at you for some reason, but you just have to be careful.
Okay, and what else?
Well, the second one is, just have fun with it. I mean, it's a fun thing to do, but you really do have to be careful.
And in your article, you had mentioned to read their energy.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Like, you always have to make yourself feel calm around them so they're calm. And then if they're not calm, you have to be able to, like, feel that coming off of them. Because if they're high anxiety, you'll feel it coming off of them just like you feel off of a person.
And the energy truly flows down the end of the leash, doesn't it?
Yes.
So if you're tight and tense and you're holding that leash too tight, it's going to flow right down to the dog and the dog's going to become tense as well. So the next question is, what was your scariest moment with a dog?
Probably when my mom's dog, Gina, when she was aggressive And one of our other trainers, Russ, he had another aggressive dog, and its name was Charlie. And it was at the end of the leash, and so was Gina. And Gina just tried to attack him, and then I pulled her behind me, and she bit me in the butt.
She bit you in the butt?
Yeah.
So now you have a little battle wound. So obviously everything worked out okay.
Yeah.
You know, dog training is scary business sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's not PetSmart where all the dogs are floofy and happy.
No.
Right? So are you involved in any dog sports or activities?
Just at Denver Dog Works. I mean, Kane's doing advanced obedience right now. He's doing jumps. I'm trying to train him how to, like, turn off a light switch, and he's not doing too good on that, but he loves doing the jumps, and it's probably his favorite thing.
And it says here in your article that you're going to help me get ready for the Iditarod in 2013.
Yeah.
What's going to be your job there?
Probably helping you with the puppies.
Helping me with the puppies? So when you're not training dogs, what are you doing?
I'm doing school, homework, hanging out with my dog, or just doing stuff at the house.
I know you're, as we said earlier, you're a big fan of DU college hockey. How do you think they're doing?
They're doing really good this year, actually.
And you even have a crush on one of the guys.
Yeah.
What's his name?
John Lee.
John Lee. She is blushing like crazy. And just to let everybody know, this is truly a preteen. A couple of weeks ago, they were offering autographs to the fans after the game. And when that happened, Nicole just had to have John Lee's autograph, and I have never seen so much blushing and primping in my entire life after waiting an hour for this autograph. You finally got it, didn't you, Nicole?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So what have you learned from watching college sports and working with dogs and being a part of a family business? What can you tell other kids out there about your experiences as a young lady?
That really, if your parents have their own business, you can really see that money isn't really that easy to make, and sometimes you have to make sacrifices. Like, if you want to go to the movies with your friends, sometimes your parents don't have enough money too.
Yeah, but we do a lot of stuff together, don't
we?
So I think there's nothing better for a youngster to learn from her mom and dad the proper way to run a business, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm glad that you're a part of it, and I'm glad that you took the time today to come out for an interview. So I know that you're a frequent guest here. You've been on, I guess, two or three times, and a lot of kids, they're scared to death to even be a part of the school play, and you have people listening all over the world and forever. This show will be available forever. So when you're 50 years old, if the internet still exists, and I'm sure it will, you can still go back and listen to this tape. So what can you tell other people that may be afraid to do stuff like this?
Well, I'm kind of nervous now, but sometimes you just got to swallow your fears and take it head on.
Take it head on. There you go. Nicole, anything else you want to say?
No, but thank you.
Thank you. We'll have her on and again in the near future. And Nicole, thank you very much for your interview, and I'm glad you're doing very well in school.
So that was my daughter, Nicole Forto, affectionately known as the Dog Doctor Jr. If you guys have any questions, comments, or show ideas, make sure you send us an email at live@dogdoctorradio.com. And if you like what you hear, make sure you hit that favorite button on the Blog Talk Radio player, or send us a comment or suggestion on Facebook or Twitter or through our website at denverdogworks.com. Until next week, my name is Dr. Robert Forto, and this is the Dog Doctor Radio Show. Never forget your dreams. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.